You trying to take control?
Nope. Okay. I know my place on the swing set.
I wanted to act out a full full dom scenario. I don't. Oh God, I can't even talk now. That's good because I'm about to podcast. No, I've been wanting to act out a full dom thing recently, and just
have, ooh.
Oh yeah, like
do okay, tell.
No. Let's save that for business.
Mm. Yeah, I actually have a BDSM note myself, so I can comment on your thing.
All right,
let's get started.
She
I want to hear
anything like that. Oh. She's fully straight laced and never gets naked for anything.
Yeah.
She it has sex like with you... panties on.
Okay, well let's actually
pull them to the side,
which can be hot.
Show.
Oh yeah, pulling panties to the side.
Rather than continue this good stuff off the show.
Welcome to the swing set. Climb on up. There is always a swing available. On Life on the Swing Set, the podcast, we explore ethically non-monogamous relationships, the pleasures and passions, the promise and pitfalls. We discuss all aspects of ethical non-monogamy in a fun, open, and welcoming fashion, with a gleam in our eye, a bounce in our step, our hands down your pants. Ooh, sorry, got ahead of myself. We may be biased. In fact, we most certainly are. But we don't sugarcoat, and each of us speaks honestly and earnestly about our thoughts, ideas, and experiences throughout our very own lives on the swing set. Thanks for swinging by.
Hey, Cooper, guess what?
What's that, Shira?
I just found the most amazingly sex-positive, eco-friendly, progressive, female-run sex shop.
Oh, really? This place sounds great. Who are these people, and how did they get the elusive Shira B. Cat stamp of approval?
They have the cutest name. They're called Smitten Kitten. Their brick-and-mortar store is located in Minneapolis, and their online shop is located at www.smittenkittenonline.com. They specialize in high-quality sex toys and equipment for people of all genders and sexual orientations. Handmade, one-of-a-kind items, non-toxic, medical-grade toys, educational books and DVDs, and even ethically produced porn on demand.
Oh, Shira.
What?
Get with the times! Everybody knows about SmittenKittenOnline.com. In fact, Life on the Swing Set has partnered with Smitten Kitten to give all of our listeners a 10% discount when they buy items from their online store. All our listeners have to do is enter the code SWINGSET at checkout, and boom! Discount.
No way. I can use it too? They have the super hot harness I got my eye on.
Absolutely. In fact, I invite you and all of our listeners to go to smittenkittenonline.com and use the product code SWINGSET. Not only will you get 10% off your purchase, but you'll also be supporting one of the most progressive and sex-positive businesses in the industry.
All right, Cooper, I'm on it. www.smittenkittenonline.com. Discount code SWINGSET.
You'll be glad you came.
So tonight's episode was going to be Swinging for Dummies Part 3, but some kinky, sexy BDSM business got away from us, and we decided to just go with it. So welcome to Life on the Swing Set, the podcast. I'm Cooper Beckett, and tonight with me I have...
Hey everybody, it's Ginger.
Hi, it's Dylan.
This is Shira B. Katz.
And this is the Professor.
And we're so happy to have the Professor back with us again. This is he has beaten his previous record.
Woohoo!
Nicely done.
Now, when I say that, I realize it's not true, because he was in three parts of the Boys and Girls show.
Oh, that's like old school. I got to go way back.
Way back. The way back machine.
It was pre-Shira.
That was pre-Shira. P.S. Pre-Shira. We used P.S. as pre-swinging this weekend when we were having discussions. P.S.
Ooh, I like that.
So, before we get going, does anybody have any business?
Well,
there was lots of discussions before the show started, I assure you.
Yeah, there's a lot of business, absolutely.
Well, I've been craving a full dom situation, as in I want to dominate somebody. The last couple of women that Tonya and I have met have all wanted me to be dominant or participate in some pain play, usually giving the pain in some way or another. And I think now that I've gotten a taste, I want more. Or at least I want to find out if I want more. So... I'm starting to go through things in my head and wake up sweating late at night, ready to just pounce Tonya.
Oh, my God,
oh yeah, like so I'll wake up incredibly at attention, just like, oh, do I want to wake her up and possibly piss her off, or do I want to wake her up and possibly piss her off and then get her really mad and then just fucking pull her hair back and take her? I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna work yet. So I haven't done the pre-negotiation yet for that kind of stuff.
But what does it look like in your head when you say you've been, like, thinking about it? What's the scene?
I'd say the scene is me putting a lot of pressure and pulling on different things and just being completely carnal and not worrying about what she's feeling or she's into and just doing what I want and completely dominating the whole situation. And I have the feeling that if I did that, it would be completely pleasurable for Tonya and or anyone else, and it wouldn't be any problem at all. But that's what's been on my mind, because I just want to fucking take someone. That's what it feels like in my head. Just get over here. I want to fucking take you right now.
So has Tonya ever subbed, I guess, or been on the receiving end of that sort of attention?
From me before, yeah, and from somebody, a couple other people before, a little bit, but not anything real serious business style. If that makes sense.
Business style, no, like the beginning of our show style?
yes, that kind of stuff.
That is serious business.
I ask because recently, I guess I've been playing around with that side of things a little bit more. Mm. And being on the receiving side of some BDSM-ish play. Well, not ish, like very, very BDSM-y play. I will say that it has a completely different feel to it. Like, and it's not what you would expect. I'm not talking about as far as BDSM goes. Obviously, you're doing different things. There's something about being on the receiving side of all that attention that you don't get in normal, everyday, vanilla sex. Because there's an inordinate amount of attention being put on the submissive person in these situations.
Which of the letters did you get to?
S and M. Ooh, more so than the B and D. Mm-hmm. But it is so your body as the receiving partner of someone on the S&M side of things, you're getting paid so much attention to, and you're being looked at so much, and you're being touched so much, and it's all kind of about what's happening to you. It's a completely different experience. So I think Tonya will dig it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. My play pattern or my play style is usually being really attentive and soft and borderline spiritual stuff, you know, without actually going into that. It feels really nice, and that's why I'm good, and I love giving massage. This feels like the polar opposite of it, and I'm pretty excited about really just opening up and exploring it. So
once you negotiate that with Tonya, then you shouldn't feel bad about waking her up in the middle of the night and doing whatever you want to do. That's when you have your real inner dom channeled appropriately.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you definitely don't do it without negotiating, because she'd just be like, what the fuck? I'm not into that. That's not good. I'm sure she would be. But...
Yeah. I think she would be too. Do you need to take home the 11 for an evening?
Let's leave that to session number 2 or 3.
You so already Ginger know she loves
craving
it.
That. Attention as well. So now you guys have inspired me to wake her up in the middle of the night.
The only reason why I brought that up is because I don't think I've ever heard anyone talk about that, like how much attention you get as a submissive person in a BDSM situation.
Did it put you off? True. Did you not like the attention, or was it?
I fucking loved it. It just it felt like being on an alien planet. Like, it was really great. I had a great time, and I enjoy all the vanilla sex I have very much too, but it's never quite to the degree of, I guess, the experiences I've been having recently.
Cool.
It is cool. Yay, vanilla and not vanilla sex.
It's interesting because I think about the like the S&M aspect of it, and there is obviously a lot of attention paid to paid to you, obviously, because that person or people need to pay attention to how you're feeling and making sure that you're okay and, you know, just being really tuned in. And not that that's not the case with the other aspects, but certainly from the submissive aspect, there are certainly times that the idea is that you are encouraged to pay attention to the Dom. And so even though, you know, obviously the Dom person still has to pay attention to you and where your head is and whatever, but there can be this long extended period where, you know, you're not necessarily, it's, you know, it's not sensation play or pain play, but there is a whole other aspect of, you know, whatever that can look like for other people, service or just general erotic attention paid according to what the Dom.
Well, when you're the sub, you're not giving. The Dom is responsible for giving the energy, physical, mental.
Sure, sure.
You know, all of that. So you're just kind of taking it all in and then.
But yeah, there's an element of attention that when it comes to like something like service or, you know, the Dom requiring certain erotic attention in a direction where you are actually the one who's giving that attention.
Well, you're giving the attention, but you're not giving energy.
Exactly. I mean, it's certainly very, very nuanced. But I think about it's not just all laying back and letting it happen to you. Like certain sensation play or pain play can be where it feels like you are kind of the center of the universe and everyone is, you know, lavishing that attention, whether it's, you know, painful or not, on you. There is an element of kind of flipping it around where you are the active participant. You are doing things that the Dom is requiring of you.
And I guess that would be the DS side of
exactly.
things rather than the
exactly,
SM.
Exactly. Yeah. But like Prof said, I mean, there still is an element of, you know, the Dom is the one who's doing the directing. The Dom is the one who's thinking for both of you. And so that energy, it's different. Like doing things actively is different from being in your head thinking, okay, what am I going to do next? Because it's not your choice. It's his choice or her choice. And so, I don't know. It's really nuanced, but it is very interesting because I think about I love that fantasy of being, just like what you said, Shira, being that when it comes to the sensation play and the pain play, like being that center of attention is so intimidating for me in one sense, but at the same time is so exciting. And so I think that's what lends that whole separate element, like you said, being in a different universe or on a different planet. I can totally relate to how you put that. Totally relate.
Yeah. And I had no idea it existed.
You painted a picture for me of you guys have, I assume, have listened to John Mayer, and you know, Your Body is a Wonderland. I was just imagining you guys like back arched in ecstasy, and then John Mayer comes in playing a guitar singing "My Body is a Wonderland," or
why would he be singing "His Body is a Wonderland"?
Okay, your body, whatever, yeah,
because that's just bragging.
Well, he's got something to brag about.
Does he? Is his body a wonderland in your point of view, Dylan?
I suppose, seeing as I've never seen it before, yes. I wonder what it would look like. Wow, I'm sorry.
I'd like a cricket sound effect for that.
That would be awesome. I don't even know where to just go right from there. That. I was kind of like, you know, on my way to subspace there for a while, and then we started talking about that, and I was like, wow, I felt like I was being sucked back from the light. Like, no.
Yeah, I don't know. John Mayer completely kills my boner.
I've never had that kind
Ooh,
of attention.
Ooh, you
me.
Should
I've always
seek
given
it.
That. So,
I you should. Have a you're very switchy, Dylan.
What about the human carcass wash?
That was non-sexual type of attention. I want
I
that
see.
Type of
okay.
sexual attention.
I understand.
Yeah, I'm totally in a different place. Now. Sorry.
Like... I was waiting for Ginger to give me permission to give my business.
Oh, you have business. Let's hear it.
Yay. I do. But I needed permission.
Oh,
first.
Really? Are we like really?
Yes.
Like we need to wait, we need to negotiate
wait.
First.
Our host is sub? Yes. Shit.
Wait, and that's the thing. You know, Ginger and I have been talking for a long time about the dom sub dynamics, and as someone who's often in control of things,
yes.
I really like the idea of completely giving way and being submissive. And so that's something that I've been exploring in my mind. And I woke up in the middle of the night with a very vivid memory of a dream I had that involved the lovely Miss Ginger. And a very submissive play style that led me to the quest that I'm going to give to my audience, Assignment America. We want to find a good quality, so not rubber, ejaculating dildo. And preferably one that actually looks like a penis.
Can we call it Pleasure Quest?
Ooh.
We can call it Pleasure Quest.
Yes.
So your Pleasure Quest is...
And this would be for Ginger to use
yes,
with you.
This well, in general, I think it would be great to have... Because, you know, I am one who enjoys the pegging arts.
Oh, I love that.
And I know my wife, Marilyn, has often wished that she could redirect her flow through the
that's
dildo.
That's genius.
I don't think...
Be, yeah. In theory, I can see that, but in actual velocity, you could hurt yourself.
Well... There's always that risk with Marilyn anyway of bodily
He's
harm.
He's saying, like, if you channeled it in one direction in a very clear stream, it could be damaging.
You know, there are a reason that people don't ejaculate like fire hoses.
Knock someone through a wall. Yeah.
Really?
So this is something that I'm looking for and something that played a very central role in this dream I had with the lovely
That's a
Ginger.
Hot fantasy.
It totally was.
Now we just need
was.
The tools.
Yes, yes. and I've determined that should I not find this, I will build it.
I'm not gonna go there. That if you build it...
if I build it, you will come?
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, it's, boy.
Gosh.
Well,
should
it's,
we just, like, it's call no, it a wrap now?
I don't know where you go
can
from
you,
here.
Can you really continue after that?
I don't know. It's well on its way to almost being its own show.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Who found the crickets?
It was me.
Oh, Dylan. That is fantastic.
So I guess that's it for business.
Wow, that's some...
All right, guys, see you next week.
Right, that's some alphabet soup of business. Like, not sure who's dom or sub at this point. I don't know who's waiting for a flogging. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, well, we certainly have a couple switches in the group. I'm still thinking about pain play with Shira, but I'll be okay in just a bit.
Ooh. I think I'm pretty switchy. I just haven't had the opportunity.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, I have been put in the I have to be switchy category because Marilyn desperately wants that kind of rough play. So I've been stepping up.
Stepping up your game.
That's right.
Well, you know what they say. I mean, you know, good dom, good sub, like being able to be, you know, do a little bit of each, and that makes you better at the other. So...
I was thinking of, like, the political Republican in name only. Like, can you be a dom in name only?
A dino? Really?
A dino?
Cooper, you're the best dino I've ever seen.
Oh, see, I just have to work on not topping from the bottom.
Yes.
That is my problem. And so what that means is I really need a dom who will tell me to shut the fuck up. And I have a feeling Ginger can do that.
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Yes.
Can and
yes.
will.
Yes. Yes. So is at this is the point, I guess, where I say shut the fuck up and let's figure out where we're going with the show.
Oh, you almost sold
it. I tried.
It.
I was trying.
Like right there.
You got giggly.
I did. It's always a hazard. It's always a hazard. I wasn't quite, you know, in my dom space, but. So that is the cue for Shira to talk more about her hot experiences. So,
oh
yes,
God,
please do.
I've done that once about this
and people
particular
were
partner
panting
on the show
for
before
it because it was so hot, namely us.
I know, but I'm still really fresh. I don't think I'm quite ready.
Have you ever done Swinky on the show?
I don't know what that is.
Swinging,
see,
swinging
we could bridge
kinky.
It to.
Ah,
we could bridge to the whole, and I know you've done that, but we could bridge with introducing Swinky as a term, of course, attributing it to
the Behavens,
the folks who invented it, and just talk about like that kind of play with within.
We could talk about bringing out the floggers and the crop and all that kind of stuff.
Dude, it's a great way to make friends.
Yeah, we can talk about that,
okay.
And yeah. We could talk about that too. And I'm assuming that you guys bring out impact
play
toys.
All sorts of...
And so we could talk about that at mm-hmm. your parties too. And yeah.
And there's a bunch of poly. Actually, Dylan was there for part of this. A bunch of poly people will bring their toys around just to be social.
Yeah.
With. Oh, fun.
Okay. Like, well, let's keep going then.
Scene social or like just like. Giggly fun, what does that feel
oh,
like?
Oh, just giggly fun, what does that feel like? Like, people will bring their floggers or their whips or whatever and just hang out and teach people to swing or whatever just at regular parties where there's nothing really sexy going on at all.
Did that have anything to do with your level of interest in going to that place from a play perspective?
Like,
did a sensation pique your interest?
No, not really. I mean, I think I've always had kind of like a baseline interest in BDSM, but in my case, I think it was a particular partner. I've been told that I'm a true submissive because I, it's not so much that I have this drive to be BDSM-y or kinky in general. It's that
I like BDSM-y.
Yeah, I like it too. It's that I really get off on making my partner happy. So whatever that happens to be. So, yeah.
So there is our friends, Ginger and I, as we've been to Desire in the past. We've met.
And are going again in November.
We are.
Just saying.
We've met Mr. and Mrs. B. Haven. And they are... what they termed swinky. So though they're swingers and they're kinky, therefore swinky.
I like that.
And they actually have like a whole chest of awesomeness relative to...
Marilyn has a chest of awesomeness too.
Different.
Yeah. I think that there are many... they have multiple implements for each of the BDSM related functions, and so it's pretty awesome to like meet people and have some of that shared interest, because it really does provide for some opportunities with meeting new people. I don't know how to say that. It's a cheesy. It's a great way to meet people. Take out your flogger.
Well, I found that it's probably very similar to having the spread of sex toys at the party, because it's real easy to talk to people when they're picking up toys and looking at them, and you can say, oh, you know what's good with that one? This one.
Yeah. And it It is, but it is a little bit different. I think it's important to acknowledge that when you kind of get kinky, you lose some perspective, that some people might be intimidated by that. And particularly because consent is such an important part of well, it's an important part of all communities, but it's a different type of experience in most swinger environments, that, like, if you're choking somebody in the corner and, you know, being very aggressive.
I'm sorry, that just sounded funny.
Well, you know, but if you're kind of having this dom-sub relationship.
Oh, I'm sure.
And, you know, you're kind of in the corner and all of a sudden somebody notices, like, if I was at a party and I wasn't kinky and I was, like, observing two people going at it in a corner and one of them was being very aggressive, it would be a very different experience than if I was in a dungeon scene.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the context creates a certain type of judgment. And so I think that that swinky idea is, when those worlds collide, you have to be careful to make sure that everybody knows and everybody's okay with how that might play out. Do you agree with that?
Well, we've had a number of parties since Marilyn is very much into being tied up and being flogged. We've had a number of parties where part of the getting started portion of the party is our friends who do knots and flogging, tying her up and beating her a bit. And often that happens in the living room.
Ah.
Hmm.
So it's been interesting sometimes with some of the newer people who you can see very, very quickly in their eyes whether they're like, okay, well, this is interesting but not my thing, or whether they're very, very intrigued by what's happening.
Like they're drawn to it like moths to a light.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like in the hallway at New Year's Eve.
Well, yeah, when... And Ginger just mentioned one of the parties where we literally used our flogger to make friends. And one of the real interesting parts of that, as we were talking to them later, was how the pain or sensation play, the way that we do it, just as an example, would be like, you know, to flog and then to, like, use gentle touch, which changes the nature of it. I don't know how, because I've never been flogged. Ginger, you can explain that. But my point is that they were like, oh my gosh, we've never done it like that before, and that made it so much cooler and better, and that's what we're going to do from now on. So, yeah, it's kind of like paying it forward.
You've never been flogged?
No, I have not.
Why?
I don't like it.
But you don't know that. You just said you have never been flogged.
Well, I've been... Somebody spanked me in the past, and I've been like, bitch, don't spank me anymore.
Well, see, Professor, okay. What you don't understand is that you've been a very, very bad professor, and you need to be punished. You need to be punished very sternly. And once you've come to accept that, you'll understand.
Dylan, is that your dom voice?
You'll understand, and you'll learn to love it.
Because your dom voice sounds a lot like Radio Dylan.
I don't know. I think it's working for me, Dylan.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome when you commit. It's hot.
I'm just saying, Ginger, if you need someone to take control of your out-of-control man here and teach him a lesson, just saying, you can hand me the crop, and I will make sure that he understands who's
you
in
know,
control.
There have been moments where, as being a switch, there have been moments, and I have learned my lesson. So I wish you all the best, and I would be first in line to watch that. I would. Yes.
Shira, you just want to flog me now, don't you?
Well, anytime anyone tells me that they haven't done something, it's immediately a challenge for me to try to get them to do it.
Hey, Shira.
Yeah.
Get in line.
Sir, yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
Wow. She's switching right there.
Right?
Wow. Did you see that? That was... You don't often see such a quick dynamic shift right there. That's fascinating. Now, Dylan, have you done any submissive play, or do you think you're pretty much dumb?
I think I'd like to do more submissive play. I haven't really gotten into that just because most everybody I've been with has wanted to be not necessarily dominated, but you know, has liked that I've been more in control than they have. So it's not something I've gotten a lot of time to experience yet. So I need to find the dom woman of my dreams, I think.
That sounds lovely.
I really think it goes by like a per person basis.
It does. Oh, agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a good point.
Like you can be dom or sub with specific people, but not with
100%.
Others? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you 100%. Don't really feel it until you're like with
and
the
exactly,
person.
You right. don't yeah. feel it. I mean, being a switch, like I, and it's not gender based, it's not anything. Like I will feel a very distinct, I mean, obviously with prof, our dynamic is what it is, and I can't go anywhere else with him. Like, it's just it's just not even an option. But yet...
But you watch.
But I watch, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I might be tied up and, you know, attached to a chair by handcuffs or something, but...
That's why I said,
okay.
I see yeah, how this is going.
But yet, then... you'll meet someone else and you'll get talking about, I mean, you know, there certainly has to be an openness to the dynamic in general. And people who are more familiar with the dynamic and more open to the dynamic, I certainly feel that. But from the perspective of, I guess, more from a dominant perspective, when I feel that, it's almost irresistible. Like it's there with people and you can't explain it, you can't cultivate it, you can't manifest it, except for it just exists. And that really is very fascinating to me, certainly as a switch, because I will very distinctly feel that vibe as feeling submissive or as feeling dominant or as feeling neutral. Like there are plenty of people that we meet that it's not even on the radar screen. And it's even before sometimes we do get into that conversation where you feel that pull of that energy. And then you'll get to a conversation later and you're like, oh, that's right. I see. They're open to that. And it's really fascinating if you just allow yourself to experience that and go with it. And especially, you know, from the switch perspective of, you know, you can't pick, you can't look at someone in a crowd and say, oh, I would dom them or I'd be a sub to them. It's an energy that you have to get into that vortex before you can even assess what that would look like. At least that's my experience.
No, I see exactly what you're saying there, because I've experienced similar things just with the intensity of play with people. You know, you're like, it's like two gears, and with certain people the exact right combination lines up and it just changes the intensity, it changes the dynamic a lot. And it's very interesting when that happens.
Cue the crickets.
Cue the crickets. Why?
No, I thought it was a good point, but then there was.
Well, I think we're all kind of.
Not everything deserves crickets. Only stuff like saying John Mayer's body is a wonderland. His specific body.
I don't even have a visual.
No, I think that the point that you were making, Coop, was important, which is. That same energy and draw that Ginger was talking about in the kink play is the same type of energy a lot of other people have probably felt in just how they play with different partners and whether it goes into second gear.
And I think it also becomes a bit of willingness to explore with that partner. You know, that it's that connection is about whether or not because BDSM play requires a lot of trust, a lot of full trust. And when you don't have that really strong like click, I think it's probably a lot harder to slide into that.
Sure.
too busy looking at John Mayer?
I did. I looked, and I'm passing. Thanks. I'm gonna pass.
You know, one way to get over that is the
his body is a douchey.
The funniest thing about that is I was like, Obama's top eco warrior? I want to read that.
I think it's the dumb guy look on this particular photo for John Mayer. We're looking at the Rolling Stone cover, and he just kind of looks not very smart.
I would agree. He doesn't look like that. How does that happen? How does one? I mean, it's so fascinating.
Well, on that note, I think we're going to wrap up this business that consumed its own show.
Yeah, and new intro.
It's going to have a new intro when it goes out.
Oh, okay. I was just totally. Did you guys see what I did?
No. What?
What did you do?
I was just domming.
I was totally domming. And I enjoyed it.
Cooper, get
thoroughly.
It done now.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun.
Do it. I want to
do it. What, the new intro, or should I do my wrap up?
Give it to me now.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/theswingset. You can follow us on Twitter at SwingsetLife, at GingerAndTheProf, at ShiraBKatz, and at Dylan_SwingSet. You can email us at contact@lifeontheswingset.com. Give us a call. Leave us a voicemail, 573-55-SWING. That's 573-557-9464. And thank you for this business show, because I have nowhere to go with that. There we go. Crickets. Excellent. Enjoy the picture of John Mayer, which I'm going to try to remember to put in the show notes. He is a douche-looking guy.
He is not. It's just
he's totally douchey.
In that picture, yes.
You're defending him because you think his body is a wonderland.
Well, only because he tells me so.
No, he doesn't. He says that girl's body is a wonderland.
Well, I obviously didn't hear the lyric correctly.
Apparently not. But thank you all for swinging by.
I think John Mayer domed Dylan. He word fucked him.
Also, it's reticent.
Reticent?
I understood that after the first four times you guys told me. Thank you, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Reticent. I apologize. I mispronounced Fuhrerism.
You know, I thought of you because I was listening to NPR. And, oh gosh, what was it he said? It was, he didn't say adage, he said adage. And it was the...
That's wrong.
It was the, I don't remember who it was on NPR, but it was somebody, you know, somebody doing NPR. Oh, hey. Yeah, sorry, Prof's offering me a beverage.
What just happened?
And I was distracted because I wasn't hearing him through my brain. I was hearing him, like, in the door. And I was like, whoa! Yeah, I always hear him through my clit, actually.
It's reticent.
Right. Yeah, but the NPR guy said adage instead of adage. And
usually you can trust NPR to be pretty...
But I guess that was my point, is, you know, it happens to the best of us. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yes.
And sometimes I've actually... been talk about being douchey. I've like corrected people. I've been like, no, you say it this way, and they're like, no, you can say it either way, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm a douche. Like, you know, you just like, it's embarrassing. So you never know. English is a challenge, just in and of itself.
This is some excellent post episode outtake stuff, Dylan.
Oh my gosh, I'm so distracted by all of the porn that I've been posting. Oh, hey, and Prof arrives with a beer. Thank you.
When it comes to online dating, you at home have a lot of options available to you. But we here at Life on the Swing Set recommend Cassidy.com. We've tried many websites in the past, and while most are adequate and some are even pretty good, the one that we keep coming back to is Cassidy.com. And there are a few reasons for that. First of all, and most important to me, is ease of use. You want to put a picture on your page? You know how to do it. It's intuitive. It's built in. It's Facebook for non-monogamy. Cassidy also has one of the most aggressive campaigns out there to get the most people all around the world onto the site. Right now, potential playmates are scattered throughout regional websites. Wouldn't it be awesome if they were all in one place so you could search one site and find absolutely everyone you were interested in playing with? Well, that's where the campaign for Cassidy comes in. Cassidy need not be your only site, but we recommend you give it a try. And if you sign up using the link on our page, you support Life on the Swing Set, so we can continue bringing you what's been called the best non-monogamy podcast out there. And if that's not incentive enough, if you join Cassidy, you get to see my wife's tits. How can you argue with that? Cassidy.com. Okay, so Life on the Swing Set is going to Desire from November 3rd through 10th of 2012. So just before the apocalypse, if you believe what you read.
Oh, you mean the election?
Yes, that one.
Yes, oh, okay.
Good, we can go out with tequila shots then.
That's
perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
In the sex swing. And, even better.
We're going to be doing fun party-type atmospheres. We're going to be doing a speed dating thing. We're going to have a pole dancing lesson, some toy demonstrations. As you heard, we tend to like toy demonstrations. We'll probably have the Cooper there with you if I can smuggle it through Mexican security.
So Cooper, if people are interested in joining us at Desire, how do they find out how to get there?
Well, we're going with Char Travel, and if you listened to a few episodes back, you heard them talk about how awesome sexy vacations are, and you can email them at info@chartravel.com. Or you can give them a call at 215-321-4451. Just make sure you mention that you want to go to Desire with Life on the Swing Set.
That sounds great. So if you're interested, please contact Char Travel and we'll see you there.
You're listening to a Swing Set podcast. Hear more at lifeontheswingset.com.